With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Last April, we introduced you to a young Missoula couple navigating a high-risk birth during the opening days of the COVID-19 pandemic. 1 year later, their lives have significantly changed. As MTPR's Edward O'Brien reports, they're now pondering family life in a post-pandemic world.
Hi, sweetie. Are you one?
Leo Marley Smith celebrating his first birthday with his grandparents over FaceTime late last month.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Leo.
It's said a first birthday celebration is less a party for the baby than the recognition of significant milestones, survival, growth, and change. Leo's family is now intimately familiar with each.
Leading up to Leo's birthday, we were pretty sure it was going to be an emotional and sad day.
That's Leo's dad, John Smith.
But when it actually came around, it was really hard to feel that way because here he is in front of us and he's giggling and playing, and we just had a whole day to be present in what's going on right now, and instead of the way that it was a year ago.
Smith's son was born March 26 last year. Leo arrived almost 2 months early after John's wife, Jolene Brink, suffered a significant pregnancy complication. Leo weighed just over 3 pounds.
He has a diaper from the NICU. He was a micro preemie that's the size of a little cocktail napkin, and now it would like fit on his foot.
Leo's nerve-wracking birth directly coincided with the initial worldwide spread of the novel coronavirus. John and Jolene witnessed their hospital rapidly pivoting to take stringent COVID-19 precautions. It was all so new and scary back then. To top it off, a magnitude 6.5 earthquake simultaneously rattled the region. Smith told Montana Public Radio at that time that
it all felt very powerless on different levels. We've been wrestling, I think, somewhat with the feeling of having a lot less control over the world than we thought.
Just days after that interview, their lives became even more chaotic when Jolene joined the ranks of millions of other Americans who lost their jobs to the COVID economic crash. Baby Leo, meanwhile, spent 6 weeks in the neonatal intensive care unit. The family laid low and stuck close to home after he was released in May. John's parents came to visit their grandson for the very first time later that summer.
It was the first time any of our family had gotten to hold this little baby. And the whole time they were visiting, we just kept looking at each other and we're like, we kind of just want to go home.
Home was an 18-hour drive back to Minnesota. Missoula's white-hot real estate market enabled them to sell their West Side house within 3 days.
And then we packed up and drove 2 days across the country with a four-month-old and a big cat and a U-Haul with my parents. It happened pretty fast.
They were bound for Two Harbors, Minnesota, just north of Duluth on the shore of Lake Superior. John, who now works for a Minneapolis-based tech firm, says they're slowly regaining that sense of control that was rapidly slipping between their fingers just 12 months ago, adding they now have
more certainty, more familiarity with what it means to be in a pandemic and how to survive in a public health emergency like this, and more certainty as parents and more comfort in our ability to take care of Leo, having him home.
You know, when it hasn't been a lonely year, it's been incredibly peaceful.
Jolene says her layoff and the COVID lockdowns, paired with John's salary that covered the whole family, provided the opportunity to stay home full-time with their baby.
I feel like the idea of being powerless, I think it just kind of turned into this quiet settling of routine and safety and caring for each other at home.
Jolene is now grappling with the realization that as the world slowly opens back up, she and John will need to recalibrate those carefully constructed routines and unlearn the parenting lessons taught by the global pandemic.
One way to describe it is my parents, both my grandparents, they all received their vaccines a couple weeks ago. And it was the first time where they could conceivably come over.
And according to Brink,
the idea of that door opening, kind of like the world knocking a little bit louder and asking to be let in a way that we had never felt as parents. That, for me, was a big shift in, just needing to learn how to share our experience as parents outside of the house where it's just the two of us.
John and Jolene are tiptoeing across those little milestones that other families under more normal circumstances may have already experienced. As they're contemplating life in a post-pandemic world, they're simultaneously trying to avoid being overly protective of Leo, now a happy, healthy, growing baby. For example, the couple recently hired their first babysitter who wasn't a family member. A small step, perhaps, but give them time, they say. They're catching up. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.